KUTX 98.9, we are here in Studio 1A. My name is Taylor Wallace, but I'm not kicking it here by myself. I'm here with Batty Jr., Austin's Batty Jr. And as you can hear, we've got our concert club. Concert Club and Friends, we'll call it tonight. Concert Club and Friends supporting these guys tonight. They've got a new album out. It's called Wormholes. There's a release show at the end of the month at Threadgills. We'll talk more about that in just a second. But man, the people have been waiting. Let's give them what they came for. Batty Jr., can we hear a first song?
I'd like to play the first song, but I've got to say, I lost my pick, and I think we're going to have to cancel.
Oh, no.
Just kidding. I don't even use it for this song. There's a girl at the bus stop that I wanna sit and meet. She's got the world wrapped in her hands. She's looking right at me. I can tell by the way her hands are pressed up on her knees. She's got a lot to think about. Besides talking to me, there's a girl at the bus stop that I wanna get to know. We could take off all our clothes, slip into a sweet dream. There's a girl at the bus stop way beyond her years. When she smiles, it's ear to ear. Well, she's way beyond me too.
are here live in Studio 1A with Austin's own Batty Jr. And of course, as you can hear, we've got our whole concert club here.
Thousands.
Probably every single one of them. 2,000 is kind of what I'm thinking it sounds like we've got in here. Batty Jr.'s new album is called Wormholes. There's a release show at the end of the month on July 28th at Threadgills to support that release with some Austin greats like The Oysters, Lolita Lynn, and the Spencer Jarman Group, formerly of the Vanguards, putting that cue at the low key. All right, Zeke Jarman, it is an honor to have you in here and all of y'all in here in Studio 1A this evening. Can you introduce us to these other fabulous people flanking you here tonight?
Yeah. We'll start just to your right. Taylor Turner is playing bass.
Oh, hey, y'all.
And if we continue going counterclockwise, Daniel Coburn is playing the drums. And Sadie Wolf is playing the cello.
Indeed. And those fabulous people here with you tonight, we've seen them in other bands around town, haven't we? What are those other wonderful groups we've seen them
with? I'll let them speak for themselves.
Taylor Turner is in 15 bands,
yes.
Probably.
I'm in 17 bands. Well, I was doing the math. This is the fourth time I've been in Studio 1A. I've done it. The first time I was with Curtis McMurtry, doing a earlier in the day filming, recording for late at night. And then I've done one with King Warbler, another one of my bands. Thanks, dog. And then also Lolita Lynn came and did one, I'm pretty sure. I think it was. I could be wrong. And Lola's going to give me, you know, bad
words
about it
later.
You were
here. I was here for that.
Okay, yeah, you were.
We were here.
Okay.
I was here.
Thank you.
And then Daniel over there.
Yeah.
Daniel.
Getting him this.
Yes. He's in Ringo Death Star.
And Sadie, you yourself are with Wild Child, correct?
I am Wild Child.
Indeed.
A founding member.
Don't think we weren't going to give you props for that. I saw you trying to circumvent that, but I caught that and I was gonna deliver on that. So yes. So, Zeke, you yourself are a fantastic musician, surrounding yourself by other fantastic musicians, and Batty Jr. So, you guys, this is your second release, is that correct? Second kind of full release, mm-hmm. And this one was recorded in Marfa. Can you give us a little bit of an insight what it's like to record an album out in Marfa, Texas?
Yeah. Oh, it's great. The scenery is really nice, and we just rented a bunch of gear from... Well, I want to get endorsed by them. Rock and Roll Reynolds. Everybody, Rock and Roll Reynolds. It's the place to get your music gear.
Yeah.
And
but don't tell them we took it all to Marfa.
Yeah, that's probably not good. Anyway, that's what we did. And we recorded with my good friend Nick Hurt, who's it was also kind of terrifying. He's a very terrifying person to be around. And so one of us took a sip of his coffee in the morning and he made us all go pick switches.
off the tree in the backyard.
And most of it was like acatillo and stuff. It was all cactusy. Really bad.
So that's what it's like to record an album in Marfa, Texas, if anybody was wondering. But let's get back to Batty Jr. So Batty Jr. sonically is very accessible, but it's also incredibly abstract. And could you talk a little bit more about kind of the Batty Jr. philosophy of life and how you take that and translate that into music? Y'all know what I just did.
Yeah.
We like to say that everyone is in Batty Jr. That's sweet.
We're a whole 2,000 member band tonight here at Studio 1A, so that's pretty good. Everybody could make it.
And we hardly practice.
Well, speaking of Nick Hurt, there are two versions to Wormholes. There's the Wormholes with the music with the voiceover on top of it provided by Nick Hurt, and then there's just the instrumental. So can you talk a little more about that decision and what that the voiceover, the texture that that adds to Wormholes?
Oh, the voiceover, indeed. I think, is what makes the whole record. I wouldn't listen to it any other way. But we felt like maybe it was a good idea. Just no one's going to want to... No, I don't know. I don't have an answer. I just feel like talking.
We're here in Studio 1A with Austin's Batty Jr. for a special KUTX After Hours, of course, always brought to us by the wonderful Odell Brewing Company. Batty Jr. has a new album called Wormholes. There's a release show for that on July 28th at Threadgill's. They'll be supported by The Oysters, Lolita Lynn, and the Spencer Jarman Group. But if that's not enough, if you just can't wait till the 28th, you can also go see him tomorrow night at Radio. Is that correct? Heck yeah. Well...
Okay.
And on that hot doggy, can we hear another song?
Sure thing. As my throne, sipping on someone's tea, finders keepers, wasting time, or is it wasting me? It burns my teeth. I'm just trying to get along. I'd say hello if it didn't burn my tongue. Thank you.
We're here live in Studio 1A, obviously live, that was transcendent, with Austin's Batty Jr. Their new album is called Wormholes. They've got an album release show attached to that great album at Threadgills on July 28th. They'll be joined by friends The Oysters, Lolita Lynn, and the Spencer Jarman Group. And if you just can't wait till the 28th to see some live Batty Jr., you can catch them tomorrow night, Friday the 13th. Ooh. At Radio Coffee and Beer down south. Lots of wonderful people to thank. This After Hours is brought to you by Odell Brewing Company. Tonight, Studio 1A was mixed by Cliff Hargrove. We've got Front of House tonight from Will Clark. Our multimedia crew tonight is co-led by Julia Rice and Jorge Sanjueza Leon, assisted by Nick Griffith and Renee Dominguez. And Deidre Gott is our incredible Studio 1A producer who gets all these great bands in here. Thank you. Our concert club is here with us tonight. Give it up for yourselves for supporting all the great music here in Austin.
And thanks, Taylor Wallace.
Aw, so nice. You can check out the two songs you've heard this interview and a bonus, several songs that these guys are going to keep playing for these party monsters here at KUTX.org in the next coming days. My name is Taylor Wallace, and you're listening to KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience.